Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Monty Irvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Mueller moves to third. Mays moves to second. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoffman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoffman. Gilliam scores. Hodges moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Hodges moves to third. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Furillo is hit by the pitch. Amoros moves to second. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Catt strikes out. 1 out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Padres is 0 for 1 in the game. Padres hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Gardner now playing second base. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gomez, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cat is 0 for 2 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Dusty Rhodes now playing right field. Eric Rodin now playing center field. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amaras is 0-for-2 in the game. Amaras hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hodges moves to third. 2 outs. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Rodin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Eric Rodin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cat is 0 for 3 in the game. Cat hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gardner moves to second. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hearn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hearn strikes out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaras is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Amaras hits a line drive into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella is 0 for 3 in the game. Campanella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Ebbets F. Yield in Brooklyn.